Last December, a federal financial aid program that supplements state support to the unemployed expired. That has translated into more than 1.5 million jobless Americans going 2 months without federal unemployment benefits. Since then, the Senate has failed to agree on how to fund the program going forward. Meanwhile, here in San Francisco, we actually have the third lowest unemployment rate in all of California's counties. But while that's good news, it doesn't mean that much if you're one of the more than 23,000 San Franciscans who are still finding it difficult to get work. KALW's Liz Mack went to an unemployment center to talk with the people on the hunt.
The unemployment center on Turk Street in San Francisco opens at 8 a.m. But before business hours even begin, a line forms out on the sidewalk. Once you go inside, you're greeted by friendly employees. They can help you find your way around the center. But if you have a specific question about your unemployment claim, they probably won't be able to help you. People call this place the EDD, short for Employment Development Department, but that's actually not accurate. This is the place where you go to connect with the EDD. Cubicles fill the room. Some have a computer for online job searching. Many contain just a phone.
I find the system to be something maybe like what Bulgaria had in the 1950s.
Robbie Socks is here today to deal with his unemployment claim.
It's really an archaic, kind of old system. The phone numbers you call don't make sense. You can never talk to a real person.
The staffers here can't actually help him. Instead, they direct him to the phones, which automatically dial the Employment Development Department. He says he comes to the center to make the call because he can't connect otherwise. Even here, it can take an hour or two just to get through. The EDD is short-staffed, and ever since the sequester last year, their hours have been cut dramatically. Now, the lines are only open for 4 hours every weekday.
This morning I got here about 8:30, and what time is it now? 10:30. So 2 hours, and I've accomplished this. Pretty much a steady diet of recordings and, you know, pressing buttons.
That's Larry. I found him by the phones, where he's been dialing into the system since he arrived this morning.
It is probably easier to get a hold of President Obama than it is to get a hold of someone at EDD.
Larry didn't want to share his last name with me. He's 41, and he's lived in San Francisco for the past 16 years. He's been to the EDD before.
This is my second time being unemployed within, like, the past 3 years, so I'm familiar with the process here.
For most of his career, Larry's been a paralegal. He worked at an e-commerce company before losing his job 3 months ago. He's here to call into the EDD because he hasn't received his benefits.
We are currently receiving more calls than we can answer. Please listen to this message. If you are calling to certify for benefits...
This is a typical day at EDD. Typical day. I mean, it's like you have to just have you smile about it and have a positive attitude about it because this is going to happen. And I'm hungry right now, and I kind of have to pee. But I don't want to leave this chair. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Somehow this hung up. Oh, damn. Oh, God. I hope that doesn't put me back to the end of the queue or something, because I've been here. You saw me. I've been sitting here for
After talking to some EDD employees, Larry gets back on the phone.
Right, but it's now like almost February, and I'm broke, and I'm borrowing money from friends to eat.
Okay.
I meet Adam Dillon and his wife Marissa while they're waiting in line for the phones. He's here today to check out his unemployment claim. He says he hasn't received his benefits in over 4 months. That's $4,500 in back payments.
I've had good union-paying jobs with full benefits, medical, dental, and trying to find a good-paying job that I used to have, making $44 an hour, $50 an hour. I cannot find anymore.
Before he became unemployed 2 years ago, Dillon was an engineer. He's worked hard to get where he was in his career and says his pride took a hit when he lost his job.
The pain of... I guess it has a lot to do with the mental. It just kind of feels physical. You get fatigued. You just don't know what to do with yourself. You know, you just don't want to do anything but work. You just want to get back into your old routine, such as wake up at 4 in the morning, you know, have your coffee, get back on the road, get to work, take care of what you have to take care of.
It's tough. You know, we're both San Francisco natives. You know, we've grown up in the city and worked in the city all our lives. And they're very quick to hire out-of-towners, you know, transplants. But, you know, we've lived here all our lives, worked here all our lives, and it's kind of a slap in the face.
Another person waiting for the phones is Ramsey Abramelli. After working for the same company for 17 years, he was laid off on New Year's Eve 2012.
I'm 40. I'm blue-collar. And I only have one thing on my resume, one job on my resume. And that's a job now that most people that are 18 to 25 are working.
To get by, Abramelli's had to sell his computer and his phone. He used to live in Soma, but can't afford to pay the rent anymore. He just moved to a cheaper but illegal unit in Hunters Point.
Finding a long-term job in this city is next to impossible. So, I mean, my options in the next 3 months, I'll probably have to move. And I've lived here my entire life.
Just 3 years ago, Abramelli had $30,000 in the bank. He was thinking about buying a house. Now, he struggles to pay for food. After going to the EDD, he said he was planning to walk to a nearby food pantry for free groceries.
I've had days where I've, like, been in tears. But, I mean, like, I just keep piling through it. Because it's like, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm healthy. I get up every day and I'm always looking. That's a good way of saying it. I'm plugging every single hole in the canoe that I'm in, and that's all I can do.
Like a lot of unemployed people, Abramelli will keep coming back to the EDD because he has to. But during every visit, he'll hope this time is the last. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Mack for Cross Currents.